We're here in the studio with Dynasty and June. How long have you guys been working together?
Man, it's been a really long time. Almost what, like?
Almost about
10 years, even
10, 11 years, man.
10 or 11 years, that's a long time. Where did you guys meet?
Shit, we met back in the hood in Southeast.
Southeast side of Houston?
Yeah.
Are you both originally from Houston?
Yeah, originally from Houston.
Born and raised then, huh? All right. Tell us, what is your inspiration when you write your lyrics to your songs?
Shit, just getting to the people, telling them how it is in the streets, how it is in the hood, what we got to survive through and go through our struggles and shit.
Let them know they ain't the only people struggling, you know what I'm saying? We struggle the same way. Let them know through our rhymes that this is what we go through every day, basis in the projects.
Your lyrics are dark, yet have a lot of religious overtones. You guys write about a lot of things that are happening in your lives. So do you also feel like religion plays a part in your life?
Yeah, I guess religion plays a big part because, you know, we all see God. We all believe in God. At least I believe in God myself, you know. And through the struggles and everything, I got to look to God for help. And in the street, it's just hard.
Yeah, well, the mother, you know what I'm saying? Every time I ride around, I just ask God, you know, use me, you know what I'm saying?
For inspiration, yeah. I get you.
Whatever he's trying to tell the people, the next generation, use us. You know what I'm saying? I mean, as him speaking in tongues.
All right. You currently are working on recording some new music. When can we expect a release from you guys?
Shit, right now we're working in the studio right now as we speak on the album, and I'm thinking about what's this month?
October.
Next month's November. So November the album will be done. December it'll be out.
In December, so we're looking for a release from you two guys in December. Cool. So how many songs are we expecting to have on this new CD?
About 15, 16.
Are you going to make this available to the public in what way? Are you going to have it on iTunes and available at Barnes & Noble, etc.?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We're going to try to do that. We can do it word of mouth. You can get it from me, you know?
Truck, yeah, you see me, you know, I'm going to have a handful of them.
You can get it from me.
I'll be in the hood. I'm be in every projects, passing them out, you know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
Might see me with a couple of killers, you know, two strapped up, but shit.
It'll be happening.
Yeah.
All right. What song are we going to be hearing from you guys for this session here?
Well, today we did the song Getaway, and we did another track called Cries of Death. And the Cries of Death is about how a son is shot and the mother cries his death. Hey, you know what I'm saying? We just speaking on how we feel in the ghetto, you know what I'm saying? How we feel, and we just put it on wax, you know what I'm saying? You know, so y'all got to hear the song.
To understand where you're coming from, yeah. All right, well, we'll spin that one and let the people know what it is that you're feeling when you hear this song. Man, them were some heavy lyrics, guys. I really dug that song. Now, tell me, what is it that you felt at that moment, June, when you spit out those lyrics?
Oh, man, it was just the hook. It inspired me to do a lot on that track, you know? And I just wrote the truth about what I see in the streets and how a mother cries over a son's death, and it's just real hard, you know?
You know, say, we lose homeboys too in the streets, yeah. You know, over this violence, you know what I'm saying? We lost a homeboy last year, matter of fact, you know, me and him at the crib just chilling, smoking. We just got back with a couple of homeboys, and we seen a murder breaking news on the TV, and we were like, man, that's right there, you know what I'm saying? Shit, next morning we find out it's a person we knew.
So it's kind of hard to deal with that kind of thing, and you guys express that in your music. That's cool, in a positive way. That's a good way to do it, as opposed to going out and doing some violent things yourself. So that's cool. So once you guys release this new CD, when do we expect you to hit the streets and do some live shows?
See, right when we finish it, man, we're going to try to hit up every show we can, try to perform, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you.
We're going to, every show we at, and we're going to have CDs ready to give out to the fans so they won't have no questions. When's this coming out? When's that coming out? We're going to have mixtapes already in process to have ready to give out to the people already. You know what I'm saying? Once we do our performance and they like it.
Yeah, you'll have something there available for them. Great. That's a great idea. What are some of the people that you've worked with in order to get this CD out, as far as, you know, the guys that make the beats or the music backgrounds for you?
Well, really, this is a mixtape, and we're using other people's beats, you know, instrumentals and stuff, just to let the people know who we are, introductions to Dynasty and June. So that's basically what we're doing on all these mixtapes we're going to release, getting ready for the album to come out.
Right. Okay, so do you guys have a particular person that you'll be working for or working with in order to achieve an original release of a CD about Dynasty and June?
Well, after this, we finish this first mixtape, you know what I'm saying? That's when we're going to hit the streets. So we're just ready for this first mixtape. I think this is all we need, is this first mixtape. And we're going to go out there, get ready, and give the people some original tracks and some heat.
June. Say, what advice would you give to a young, hungry artist who would want to follow in your footsteps?
Oh, man, just never give up. Keep on going. Keep on hustling. Keep on making your tracks, you know, no matter whatever anybody else tells you, just keep on working at it. And, you know, practice makes perfect, and starvation, you know, you just work at it. You're really hungry for it.
Struggle makes process, baby.
Yeah.
All right. And how can you guys be found? I mean, where can fans find out more about you guys?
Just keep your ear on the streets, you know what I'm saying? Once you hear about Dynasty and Jones, you better go. I let them boys, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, so will you having a website soon? Or?
Yeah, we're going to have a website for y'all out there.
Okay, and once this website's been created, you'll be letting us know so we can let the fans out there know where to find you guys and how to get your new CD?
Oh, yeah, we're going to have a .com and all that.
Yep.
In the meantime, for more information on June and Dynasty, you can find that at InTheJarStudios.com. We'll have some samples of their music available for download for all those of you who'd like to hear more about them. And as information comes available, we'll have links to their new website and information on how to get their new CD.